Mix 101.7, now in the huddle, it's East Sac coach Eric McCullough. Raiders end the regular season with a senior parents' night win over Red Oak, 28-0. And coach, we were talking earlier, I was in Mobile last night, had some mist off and on, but down your way, you were saying it was coming down pretty good for a while.
Yeah, Ryan, it was incredible rainfall there, and definitely, you know, just kind of worked up, and everybody was talking before the game. We were just hoping to be able to stay on, because I think further up north, they had a lot of delays and stuff, but it started raining pretty hard. You couldn't hardly see across the field, let alone be able to communicate and talk, but I was real proud of how the kids played through all that, and just kind of kept the focus. And was able to kind of get the lead in the game and just kind of close it out from there.
You scored on your second series of the game and two touchdowns in each half, I see.
Yeah, Ryan, that's we were able to kind of establish the run game definitely early in the first half. And like I said, that after that first touchdown, that's where we tried to go for 2 points. You couldn't hardly see the kids when they scored, but that first one failed, and then the next score, we were able to get 2 points to go up by 14 at halftime. The second half, it's just great, some great field position, and we had a block punt, which led to a score, and then later in the game, we had a little bit of a punt return, which put up another score for us. What I was real happy with, though, Ryan, I have to tell you that our JV, we got them in when we were up 28-0, and Red Oak put together a 19-play, 83-yard drive, and our JV guys held up strong, and had Red Oak had a fourth and goal, I believe, on the 4-yard line, and the JV held them out.
Oh.
And kept that goose egg on the scoreboard. Because the next one, we went in for one play, and we kneeled on it with our younger kids, and I think that was a big thing for the program, especially to have those seniors on the sideline, and the JV to step up and keep that shutout up on the scoreboard. I was real proud of how everybody played all the way through.
Great for the up-and-comers to preserve the shutout at the end. You outgain them 416 yards to 139, and you win rather easily despite committing 16 penalties. As you know, can't have that in postseason time.
No, and that definitely a couple times, I believe we were on the 10-yard line. We had first and 10 on the 10-yard line going in. And then the next thing I know, we had first down and I believe 30 or 40, and then it just kind of made it a little tougher, and you give up a chance to score your points there. And then I know we gave them several first downs on penalties. Just things we have to kind of work on this week and clean up and make sure our focus is there, and just kind of the way it went for the night.
Cameron Slagle, 68-yard punt, not bad in some adverse conditions.
Yeah, and actually that's my misfit should be Cameron Warnemont. He had 3 punts, yeah, for 171, which averaged out to 57 yards a kick, and the one was 68, and that was in some rain, too. And the one, I believe he had another 56-yarder, 57-yarder that was into the wind, which set them down.
Wow.
within, I believe the first punt he punted, Ryan, it went out of the field of play at the 1-yard line, hit them, bounced out.
Nice.
Which was huge for our defense, you know, and gave us great field position to get that first touchdown. Special teams was big for us last night, and Cameron did an incredible job punting.
Nick, 29 rushes, 203 yards, just a run-of-the-mill night for him. 3 scores on the ground, and Chris Condorino, 13 carries, 66 rushing yards and a touchdown. Justin Geary chipped in some passing yards as well with 73. Anybody else you want to give a quick plug to?
On defense, our guys did a great job all around. And Sam Scott kind of playing a strong safety in our 3-4 defense. I believe he had 5 solos and 3 assists. And Cameron Warnemont, again, playing some linebacker for us, had 4 solos and 2 assists. Max Bloom, a quarterback, had five solos. Michael Green, another linebacker for us, had four solos and two assists. Nick Snyder had three solos and seven assists. Chris Conorino had a solo and two assists. And Carter Chedister, I believe, had two solos and five assists. And Sebastian Peck had a blocked punt. So all the way through, just a great team effort from our varsity to our JV guys tonight.
Eric, you will be at home on Wednesday capturing the second seed in 2A District 8 and a district rematch. It'll be Shenandoah coming to town, a team you beat 28-21 to get you started on this four-game winning streak you're riding.
Yeah, Ryan, that's them coming to town is it's definitely a lot of pressure on them, and I think this is a big thing for Shenandoah to be able to qualify for the playoffs. And the good and bad of it is, they get a district rematch. We know what they want to do. Definitely nothing different on film. It's just one thing to make sure we keep the focus after you play a team and beat them. It's definitely a concern for me that we continue to work hard and get better at things because they played a couple tough games here in the end, much as we have also. So we just make sure that the short turnaround here that we have a lot of preparation to do and kind of change our mindset again to their option, and our defense is just going to get challenged again.
East Sac over Red Oak last night, 28-0. Coach Eric McCullough of the Raiders, thanks for the time all season long, Coach. Appreciate it, and good luck in the playoff game on Wednesday.
Thanks, Ron.